Blog Talk Radio.
Now, wasn't that a cool steel guitar solo? And that was, of course, a little bit of country and western music from the Netherlands. That's right.
The Netherlands.
They do country music. The Netherlands. They went and played a couple of tunes and they got themselves onto the Eurovision Song Contest, which is famous for an ABBA song and just about nothing else. And they put that on and got second, which was sort of really kind of cool, except they got second, not first. And then they broke up. These two singers looking lovingly at each other over a pair of guitars, and they were together for about 10 minutes, and then they broke up. Anyway, such is life. Got great song, great steel guitar, all of that stuff. That's the Common Linnets from the Netherlands. Now, meanwhile, we have a game to play here. It's called Tic Mac Poe, and the reason for that is because we are playing the classic game of tic-tac-toe, the game that kids have played since, you know, Adam was but a boy. And so we have nine squares on the board, and those nine squares are made up of nine different extracts of poems, not the full poem, or otherwise we'd be here for all day, because some of the poems go forever, you know. So four of those poems are written by poets, just general people, whoever they may be, tend to be older, but poets. Four are written by me, and one is an extract from a poem of the great Edgar Allan Poe. And so that's why the show is called, and like any good game of tic-tac-toe, you've actually got to get three X's or O's in order. It's as simple as that. And if you get three in a row, you win. And you might say, that means every game would be a draw, and you'd be wrong, because this is the 21st game of Tic-Mac-Poe, and we are yet to have a draw. Because what actually happens is if somebody misses out on a particular poem, we have to do all of the nine poems before we can go back and have a guess at those that we've missed. So you may not get an X in the square, for example, but you may get a little X that says that we can't go back there until we've finished. Now, I should say too, for those of us who are new players, like Sky, hi Sky, we have Deb as the expert And so you can use her, but only once in the whole show. You can phone a friend, but you've only got that option to use once. Is that reasonably clear, Sky?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, says he, talking to himself, what I should do then is that I should point you towards the board before you had your discussion there and say there was a board there that had the numbers of the poems, 1, 2, 3 across the top line, 4, 5, 6 across the middle line, and 7, 8, 9 across the bottom line. And so what I'm going to ask very soon, Sky, is for you to choose a number between 1 and 9, where 5 is the middle square, and get you to read the extract of the poem and then have a guess or an educated, you know, thing about whether that is me. Before we do anything else, Sky, I should ask you, as a new player, did you want to be X's or O's?
X's,
okay. And so Wayne is O. Now, equally, Sky, you get to call as to who goes first. And so I've got a coin in my hand. It is a hexagonal-shaped design 50-cent coin with a kangaroo and emu on one side, which I'm going to call tails, and a head on the other because we've got Queen Elizabeth on all of our coins still of England. Go Dugger. I don't know why. Anyway, we do. So we've got Queen Elizabeth on one side, which is heads. We've got the kangaroo and emu on the other side, which is tails. Which one would you like, Sky, heads or tails?
Uh-huh.
Tails it is, and the coin is up, and tails it is. Guess what, Sky? You're going first. So this is now the time I ask you, do you want to choose? You can choose any palm you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9, where 1 is the top left corner and 9 is the bottom right corner and 5 is in the middle. Which palm would you like to choose?
7.
7 it is. And let me go and copy that. So what I do is I copy it from my secret stash of all of the poems from 1 to 9, and I put it up on the board for you to read, Sky. So here we go. It's coming up on the board, and it is coming up and posted now. So when you see that, and it starts with Amber Husk, if you could read that, that would be great.
Amber Husk, fluted with gold, fruit on the sand, marked with rich grain. Treasure spilled near shrub pine among wet pebbles and drift flung by the sea and drift flung by the sea and grated shells and split conch shells, beautiful widespread fire upon leaf. What meadow yields so fragrant a leaf as your bright is. And home.
Thank you very much. Beautifully said. And so you can see. That is a poem, and I can tell you confidently that that poem has either been written by Edgar Allan Poe, me, or somebody else. You can use your one opportunity to talk with Deb. You don't have to, of course. You can go by yourself. It's completely up to you. We're in your hands, Sky.
I'm going to say somebody else.
You're going to say somebody else? Okay. Any reason that you say somebody else off the bat so quickly?
You tend to have longer lines, and I don't think it's Poe.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I don't think
I think that's perfectly reasonable and logical sort of reasoning. So, I can't convince you to get some help or assistance. You're happy to go with that, it sounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to always check. There's some confidence there anyway. So here we go. I'm going to go video. I'm going to ask the question, is that poem by somebody else? And the answer is... See, it's an easy game, isn't it, Scott? It's a very easy, simple game. It, you know, you just rock in there. And you sort of read a poem, and then you say, bingo bango, you know, I'm there, you know. So you now have an X in square number 7. So it's as simple as that. Yeah? Like that. So, and then what I do, after I've fiddled around with things in the background here, and the commercials sort of, you know, stuff, is I go and put the board up so everybody can see it. Now, that often can take some time because, of course, we're talking about all poetry. We're not talking about sort of, you know, in industrial espionage software. It does take a little while to load stuff. So bear with me while I go and get that on the board so you can see what you've achieved so far, which is fantastic because, you know, you've started off and you've gone and, you know, made a splash by putting an X on the board, which is really nice. So I'm talking, all this stuff happening in the background, and you can see on the board a lovely X, master spot on number 7. So why don't I turn to you with the wealth of zeros and experience that you have in this somewhat strange but nonetheless intriguing game, and I ask you, which number poem did you want to have first one?
Well, first I'd like to say congratulations, Scott, for winning that, and it's going to get intense tonight, and if you need a hug, just let me know. I will take number 5.
I'm
going to
go number 5, okay. Well, nice of you to be so sort of, you know, welcoming, Wayne, as always. I'm impressed. So let me go to the video track and put this poem on, and let's see where we get to. So just putting it on. Now, there's 3 stanzas, and the first stanza starts with doors.
Yes, I see. And it goes something like this. Doors, they are swinging loose. The wind's in a rush to attack. As once there was gold hereabouts, now only butterflies trotter this track. Miners gone to the ceiling clippers that were tied up to radio piers. Cabins for those lucky pens. Rest have bunks, scars, and beers. For there are riches here abound, and people from all parts came. But creeks out of here now are stripped, and moss leave without a flame. In?
In poem. Well read. Yes. There we go.
What an amazing poem. Somebody knew what they was doing. I wrote this. I'm going to have to, let me see here. You want me to go ahead and tell you? My guess. I'm going to have to say, unless I'm really crazy, I think you wrote this.
Well, there you go. Now, can I convince you otherwise, Wayne? Can I get you to check with Deb or anything like that?
I don't know. It pretty much looks like it's a down under poem. Butterflies totter this track.
Okay.
And it rhymes, you rhymes, and it's balanced like yours is balanced. So it should be yours if it ain't.
Okay. Well, that's always a good start, right? You know, it's either mine or if it's not, then it should be. So you know, that's fair. Okay. Well, let us go to the videotape then, and the answer is... Yeah. I'm really, I have to say.
Lucky again.
Nice poem, though. I like
Oh, excellent poem. I wish I wrote it.
I wish I wrote that. Butterflies and the Moth, got to say. Now, I should say, what we are playing for. We are playing for 1,000 points. We are playing for 1,000 points. For the winner, 500 points for the runner-up. But there's also 250 points on offer if anybody can guess what the theme of all the poems are. So if you're looking carefully, all of the poems have a common theme. And you do get a guess, if you want, at the end of each round. Deb does as well. So there's a common theme. You've got 20 seconds to put one guess up on the board as to what that might be, but your call collectively. So 250 points. It's not sailing, Wayne, but a great guess. So that's your guess down for the round, but you'll get another one next round. And I can see why that would be the case, actually, after the first two pumps, but it will get easier, I promise, I think. But I think it should. Okay.
That was pretty easy.
Oh. And load up the poem and load up the board, Wayne, so that everybody can see where we're up to. So fingers crossed, yep, something's happening. So going to the videotape and I'm putting up the board so that Sky can see how the game is developing. And Sky, that should be up on the board.
There it is.
Now that you see the image of the game board, and we have an X down the bottom corner, we have a zero.
Zero looks like me.
I turn to you and I say, and look, there you go. Deb's actually got for 250 points because it is about gold and it is about gold mining. So, Deb, well done. The theme is gold and gold mining.
I was going to say gold too. Good. I was right. Well done, Deb.
It is gold. Okay, 250 points, Deb. And I turn to you, Sky, and I say, Sky, we have poems in 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, and 9. And completely up to you. Where do you want to go in terms of the number? And it starts with no. Always a good place to start.
Suddenly hear a song.
And starts with no. And it is up on the board now for you to read. Start.
No one lives in a golden gully where its golden days are o'er, and its clay shall never sully Fletcher boots of diggers more. For the diggers long have vanished, not from broken shants remain, and the bush by diggers vanished first reclaimed. It's old again. When dying daylight slowly draws her fingers from the peak, the wired empress melancholy rises from the reedy creek. In the gap above the gully, while the dismal curlew scream, loud to welcome her as ruly of the dreary night supreme.
There you go. There you go, Scott. It's not a happy poem, but a poem nonetheless. And we are in your hands as to whether that particular poem is a poem by me or if it is a poem by Poe or a poem by somebody else.
Now, how many are there? Like, there's endless amounts, or there's how many did you say were by you, and how many did you say were by Poe and by somebody else?
Yeah, four by me, and there are four by somebody else, and one by Poe.
All right.
That makes sense.
I'm going to go with somebody else again.
Okay. Fair enough. And can you give us some ideas as to why you say that, Sky, and whether I can convince you otherwise?
I'm just going to guess somebody else.
You're allowed to do that, by the way. That's perfectly okay. You're allowed to do that. Okie doke. So if you're going to guess somebody else and I can't get you to actually go and seek some help and assistance, I will go to the videotape and I'll find out whether it is. And the answer is... it is somebody else. So there you go. And
I can't tell you why I guess. I would give away all my secrets. I can't let Wayne know my mind.
I understand. I completely understand.
Come on. I want to know your mind. I want to know your mind.
No. You've got to play the game, Scott. Absolutely. And that means that, you know, you can keep your, you know,
So it was up to you and another person, and that was what I chose.
Yes. No, fair enough.
Sky might be a bit competitive, and she might just want to bring Wayne down, just saying.
Oh, I'm telling you. She's got me over here shaking my boots.
I don't want to trash talk too soon because I don't know how good I'm going to be at it, but I'm pretty good.
You're a foe just like all the other girls.
No. You've done really well so far. Oz, as we sit, we have 2 X's on the board and 1 O. Now, Wayne, I'm in your hand
as
to what you want to do. You can see the game.
I must go for it. I hate to do it, but I'm going for 8 to block.
I think that would be eminently sensible. So let me go and get pawn number 8. Okay, here you go. Oh, let's go and put that on board for you, Wayne. 2 stanzas. It starts with...
There it is.
Scaling.
There she blows. There's 2 stanzas?
2 stanzas, yep.
All right. And it goes something like this. Katie Bedidget, a gallant knight in sunshine and in shadow, had journeyed long. Sing a song in search of El Dorado. But he grew old, his knight so bold, and over his heart a shadow. He fell as he found no spot of ground looked like El Dorado. That looked like El Dorado.
That's the one. That's the one. Well done. Thank you.
Wow.
Well done.
Great poem again. Yeah, I'm at the... I think you wrote this one too. Because it's such a great song. I can sing it.
Well, it
but
it,
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to have Debbie hit me out here.
Okay. Well, let us go. This is your one on count. Here we go. Drum roll. Hello, Deb. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you,
Deb.
So, Wayne... I have to tell you that I actually recognized this one and that I totally, totally disagree with you and that if it was my guess, I would say Edgar Allan Poe.
That's what my other test. I was going to think of that. Well, it might be a tune of picture. Yeah, I'm going to take it with Poe then because it could be a Poe. The way it's written, the shadow, and the Eldorado, and it's sad. So it could be a Poe poem. Go just with Poe for all the money.
You're gonna put all the money on Poe, Wayne?
Yes.
Go with
Deb?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Usually, that's a pretty good guess. Not very Polish, to be honest. And it's actually the whole poem. So
it's a great poem.
There you go. So a neat poem, nice rhyme. And it did feel slightly as if it could have been me who wrote it, I have to say. So
I don't know why I've heard El Dorado before, but as soon as you got to, as soon as he got, I've heard it before. So
I think I read it too.
And you're
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's a war. The war is on.
But
pressure
mounts.
The sweat is pouring.
Clearly.
The pressure mounts.
Clearly. It was a poem that was better known than I thought. But anyway, there you go. It's El Dorado by Poe. It's a whole poem, actually. It's just the brevity, unusually, for Poe. So I'm going to put the game board up, Sky. So once again, you can see where we are. And it's a very interactive board, it has to be said this time. If we're sort of wandering around the game board, following the numbers. And as we speak, the board is up on the board. So we have
three boards. The one right above the middle, what is that, 2? I'll take 2.
Number 2 for the block. And so we will go and grab number 2, and we shall see what you think of this one. And I think it's 2, is it 1 stanza? 1 stanza, isn't it? Hold on, let me just see if I can actually get it pasting again, which is part of the issue. Now 1 stanza, and it's up on the board now.
Oh, the weary, weary journey on the trek, day after day, with sun above the silent veldt below. And our hearts keep turning homeward to the youngsters far away, in the homeland where the climbing roses grow. Shall we see the flats grow golden with the ripening of the grain? Shall we hear the parrots calling, oh, the, on the bough? Oh, the weary month of marching. Here we hear them call again, for we're going on a long job now. And the poem.
There
now there's no more.
In the poem.
Now it's just you and the other person now, yeah?
Sorry, Sky, it's well, there's only one poem by poet, so it can it effectively now we've got it's either me or somebody else. That's where we are.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess somebody else.
Okay. And you're not gonna let us in on your secret source about this. I have to ask. Okay, and I can't convince you to use our expert as Wayne did so carefully and properly on the last round.
I'm gonna stick with that one.
No. Heaps more rounds to go. So you're very welcome to save up your one use of death. Remember that Wayne's now used his expert tool now.
Stay with what I'm saying.
Okay, so you're going to go with somebody else. And the answer is... Anybody want to guess who that somebody else would be? Or... 250 points.
I feel like cheating by answering, so I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was you.
I thought somebody might know, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to put the new game board up now on the board. And we could actually get getting enthused about the fact that we might actually get a draw. Now, I know that sounds silly, but, you know, we are 21 games into Tic-Mac-Po and we're yet to have a draw. So it could be an exciting moment here. I know for everybody else, you're sort of sitting there going, a draw? That doesn't mean anything. But for me, as a statistician, having gone through...
That's driving you nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I guess put on a draw. I really do. And so...
It's okay.
And one more thing, AP. Raconteur is here just hanging out with us.
Oh, hi, Rack.
Rack. Help me, Rack. Help me, Rack.
So we have the board up. And look, I've got to tell you, it's looking more like a draw every time I look at it. But I do go to you, Wayne, and I say... Do you want to put it up at board somewhere?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the Mighty Four.
Number four it is. So let me go to the videotape and grab number four. And it's a little brevity, two stanzas. It starts with when, Wayne.
Okay, I didn't find the game board. There is the game board.
Next,
there it is. I found it.
Here we go.
I found this. Here we go. So it goes like this. When there is a goal at play, said the farmer ruthlessly, nobody tends to plow, and the fences are left sag without mutiny. As the poor sees the glint in their eye, and the rich can never have enough to get by. Wow.
Little brevity there. What?
It is brevity. Pretty neat little point. Pretty neat. The point when I get here. Let me see. I gotta say, you wrote this.
Why do you say that, Wayne?
Because the rhyme, and you guess that a little bit of sag and lip sag. That's not American. So it could have been British or it could have been Australian, but I think it's AP.
Oh, that's true. But no, yes, I, it sounds as if it's yourself that it is.
Glint, Ripley, you got words like Fag and Ripley and Glint. So it's got to be yours.
Yep.
You know, one person talks like that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the videotape then and see if you're right. Let's go. And it sounds like it might be... Looking more and more like the drawer, I've got to say. More we go on, but, you know, could be this game that I've been waiting for. So
I'm getting nervous, guys.
So anyway.
AP, since nobody guessed, that last one was Banjo, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was Banjo.
It's your fault I'm starting to know his rhyme pattern, just saying.
Yes. No, I can put responsibility for it. But it was Banjo. And a lovely Banjo classic sort of poem it was too. So we then have the board, which, fingers crossed, will load up shortly, because we have lots of O's and X's on the board, which is always a good thing. So we now have... Now, I think if there is a block here, I don't think there's any opportunity of a win. But anyway, I could be wrong. I turn to you, Sky, and I ask you location in which to put the O or the X.
I'll take
in
six.
Okay, the X. You're going to say six? Well, that's surprising, but I think that's probably a reasonable choice in the circumstances. So let me go to number six, and let me go and put that up on the board. Again, two stanzas, starting with his, and it's up on the board now.
Her fingers trembled on the trigger. You could hear that band play, echoed fifties and drums, the whistling of fear in the morning sky, his revolver heavy way, glint of the button left figure. Though cloying mist did lay, his mind was numb as they neared, a volley started to fly. He would living choose the day. And so.
Thank you. Nice little two stanza poem.
All right, Deb, calling you in.
Oh, you're going to call in Deb. Okay, well, that being the case, I better put the drum roll on. So, all yours, Deb.
Okay, well, if you look at the second stanza, glints of the bottom left figure, though cloying mist did lay. Those two lines sort of lead me towards AP. Reason being, for one, he does like to use mist in his poetry, but he also, like, I don't know another one of us that we hang with that does, did lay. So for that one, is screaming AP at me. His mind was numb. But even at the beginning, his fingers trembled on the trigger. He could hear their band play, echoed fifes and drums, the whistling of fear. I do have to say, if I didn't already know about El Dorado, this one was leaning me because of the echo and the drums and the revolver and stuff like that. But post-gone and mist did lay screams AP. So AP would be my guess.
There we go. I think that's pretty definitive there by the expert, Sky. You don't have to take her advice, of course, but I think your expert is telling you that it could be me.
All right, I'll go with that. I'll go with AP. If you're wrong, Zeb, I'll never play again.
And you can read, and you can read backwards. You can read his point backwards.
No. There you go. Well, I'll talk about that in a sec. Here we go. And the answer is... There is a rock, stone sort of gold reason why it would be me. And it can be read backwards, but the reason it can be read backwards is because the lines in the first and second stanza rhyme with each other.
Like little mirrors.
So if you look at the lines in the first stanza and you go down, they rhyme in exactly the same place with the lines in the second stanza. Has to be me. Nobody else would be that stupid to do something like that. Anyway, so board's up on the screen. I should never presuppose anything. Did you want to choose number one, or did you want to choose number three?
Wayne, are you muted?
I said three. I'm serious. I said three. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not surprised about that, to be honest. But, you know, I'm just checking. You know, you never know.
And this game is a draw.
It's ridiculous how excited I am at that prospect.
It is a draw. There's no way it cannot be a draw.
You've got to get this
I'm a mathematical genius. Mathematically, I'll calculate it, and it has to be a draw.
You are a mathematical genius.
Well, if I miss it, she has to take number one, and I get number three again, so I get to block it again. So it's a draw, and it goes.
This is true in what you say. But you're going to get, you might get it right first time. We don't know. The poem is up on the board. It's only one standard. It starts with next.
Okay. All right. It's my turn to do something. Here's the way it goes. Nature's purse green is gold. Her heart is hued to hold. Her early leaf a flower, but only so an hour. Then the leaf subsides to leaf. Then Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down today. Nothing gold can stay. Wow. Let me see here.
There you go. Nice little brevity, as you do.
It is a nice brevity. And a little rhyme is in there. And I'm going to say it's somebody else's.
Okie dokie. And I can't convince you that it might be me. What?
I don't think it's you on this one. You're slick, but ain't that slick.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, let's go to video tape then, because we can't talk to Deb, because you've already done that. So let us find out. Is this somebody else?
Wow. We've been hurt today.
Robert Frost. Oh, wow. Somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew I heard this before.
I was about dying. This is like the best poem ever.
Isn't it?
I read it.
Sorry. Well, yes. Don't you guys ever miss Johnny? I mean, not just because the outsiders, but I do love Frost.
So do I.
Oh, Stephen's
so
talking about
and
the
so...
outsiders too. Stephen's on the same page. Good job.
Frost.
This was a great game.
Now,
and so
we get to the last square. Right, and this could be a double thing because we all things being equal, we are going to have our first draw, and I'm really quite excited about that. And I know I shouldn't be, but I am, because it's been going to happen for 21 games, and we are have a draw. But you could also become the first pair to actually guess all nine correctly. And so, with that hanging over us, Sky, you know, there's no pressure, none at all. I'm going to hit final comment. right?
Don't blow
it, which is palm number one.
Make history.
Palm number one, and you know that this is. There's no pressure because this is a drawn game, right? This is a drawn game. But here is the first. Here is the palm. It starts with a drift. It's one stanza.
All right, adrift. Hold on. Let me just. Adrift out to distant plains far west, hooves bite a well-worn track, while shadows grow by hour in length, the golden grasses bend right back. Soon the sun will up and leave, these lands to moon shadow will sway, as the farmers inside do their sums, to see the grains, to see if grains let them stay.
There you go.
I'm going to go with Mr. A.T. Taylor.
Right up, going with Mr. A.T. Taylor, probably the C. There's no way that I could try and convince you that it's somebody else at this point, Scott.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't sound like it. There's no way I could convince you that it's... somebody else that might have written that poem?
I'll say this my answer.
Okie dokie. Well,
yay.
For the first drawn game. And
every answer is drawn.
The poems have been guessed correctly by the participants. The answer is...
Thank you, amazing.
Had a draw, and
yes.
We've had a draw where every single time was guessed. So that's pretty exciting. I think it's pretty exciting. I know everybody
I
else
think
is
really,
going. Well,
I think we're going to go out for dinner.
Doesn't mean boring because we had a draw again. But I'm really excited about it. So for the record, because you know it has taken us 21 games to get to the point where a which is important to me. And secondly, everybody has had to guess every poem. There you go. How's that? We should frame that.
And I'm no longer undefeated.
You haven't been defeated either. So.
Yeah, I'm undefeated.
Like
yeah, right.
No, you're still undefeated. Sorry.
I think it.
Yeah, that's still undefeated because I didn't defeat you.
That's right. No, but
well,
I was. You're right.
No, you
I'm just. I'm not. Yes, you're right. I'm undefeated. Yay!
It was a fine group of answers and a great use of the of our expert. Went exceptionally well. So we had, as you saw, a bit of banjo. Bit of frost.
The worthy opponent. The worthy opponent.
And a very abstract poem from HD called Sea Poppies. So that was the set of poems that are now on the board. So I should thank Deb. Thank you, Deb. Great experting, as always.
Great job, Deb.
I should say thank you to Wayne. Sky, great first game.
It was my pleasure. Very good job, Scott. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, Wayne, great job. I'm glad to, I'm proud to be in the same rink as you, Mr. I heard you always win.
Not always. it was always until tonight. It was always.
Two winners. Wayne and Scott, you both get a 1,000 points. You both won. So 1,000 points each. 250 to Deb for the guess of gold. And... our time here is done. So, well done, everybody.
I'm just taking this. Great job, Scott. My pleasure.
Great reading.
That was awesome.
Episode. And this one will go down as the drawn episode, Deb. This should have a special sort of little intro or something. The drawn episode. So, well done to everybody. I knew it would happen eventually. It's just, as I said, it's the 21st game.
Love averages.
So, well, it had to. I mean, it was only, what, there's only, you know, you can either draw or somebody can win. So you'd think that it would happen before now, but anyway, it hasn't. So,
so what do we do next? What's the next game?
A couple of weeks away, I think, from memory. So
I'm looking at the calendar. October is the 15th.
Yeah, so it's about a month away. Well, it usually takes best part of a week or so to get it together. So yeah, so we usually put a month between the episodes to give me a bit of time to write some stuff. So and that usually works pretty well. So there you go. Well done, everybody. Great work. Enjoyed it. And particularly well done to Sky for working out
for putting it together.
No, pleasure. And you now know what it's like. Know what it is, Sky. Curious participant. So well done, everybody. I'm going to go out, of course, with a little
thanks
country
for calling, Rack.
In the next.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rack.
Good to know without you, Rack.
Hey, AP, there were four of you, so the episode's drawn and quartered.
Well done, you. And you got a good joke.
One more thing. Rack and Tour, you know, you could challenge Wayne because I would be happy to do your reading for you on one of these Friday nights. Just saying.
Come on, chump.
You can take that offer off or not, Rack, because it's offer made, so thank you, Deb. And meanwhile, of course, you know, when in doubt, go out with your Norwegian country and Western music, and we'll get through past the steel guitar solo this time, which is, love the steel guitar solo. This is the common one.
This round's on me.
And, you've got that country and Western from Norway, you know, and here we go. Bye, everybody. Well done.
Bye. Have a respect, everyone.
Bye.
Night, ladies. Night, Wayne.
the show, and the next show we have on the team of voices is Blackbird with Deb, myself, and Hatter, and so we'll see you all tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. Excited for the draw. Well done, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Love and respect.